Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Sophie Nagy, and I'm here representing the Mid-America Public Health Training Center that's housed at the UIC School of Public Health. I'm here to talk to you about a program that is mainly based in Illinois, but it can be replicated. What I'm going to go through and talk about of how we organize and collaborate with our partners is something that can hopefully be replicated in other states, but the examples I'm going to give you are specific to Illinois. No relationships to disclose. The Mid-America Public Health Training Center is housed at the Mid-America Center for Public Health Practice as part of the School of Public Health. We are one of the original 14 public health training centers that began in 2000 and 2001. And one of our original priority areas was workforce development in rural public health areas. We are housed in an urban area, but I'm going to go through and explain how we're able to effectively work with our partners to meet the specific needs of the rural public health interests. Through our center, we strive to deliver competency-based training in the state of Illinois and strengthening the public health workforce. And as you'll see through some of our presentations, through the Public Health Training Centers, the funding may no longer be there as of next year, but I think all the programs that are being presented today, we are working on advocating for funding to continue these programs and hopefully have continued funding in the future with the partnerships that we've built, as well as from the federal funders. Through our center, we've been offering leadership training for over 20 years, year-long training series on management skills, rural public health, urban public health, preparedness and collaboration of faith and public health partners, and focusing on eliminating health disparities. Faith in public health has been one of our most recent initiatives and has been a successful program, a year-long program that we've been, it has been in development for the past 2 years. There are several approaches that we take through our center in identifying priority training needs and skills. And through those approaches, we've used planning committees, state and local health agencies, and online surveys. Our planning committee consists of local health department staff and administrators and conference participants. And I'd like to recognize some of my co-authors in the audience, Ronnie Saxena and Wesley Eplin, who are also here that helped in developing these programs, and also our PI that was here through the development of the training center from the very beginning, Dr. Lou Rowitz, and one of our key partners, Mike Meat, from the NORC Walsh Center for Rural Health Analysis. So through our planning committee, all state and local health agencies are invited to participate and offer suggestions on session ideas and training priorities for the rural workforce, and offer suggestions. By doing that, helps us in taking the training to the people in the exact areas that they need. We also provide the national perspective through the NORC Walsh Center for Rural Health Analysis, as well as the local perspectives and at the state level. In the past 2 years, we've included hospitals and sessions on public health and primary care and the integration of public health and primary care as we each year move through to focus on what the priority needs are. All sessions are relevant to current and timely topics for the rural public health workforce. Presenters are mostly local. Through session evaluations over the years, we have seen that it's been most effective in these rural populations to bring together their colleagues from local health departments and the partners that they work with throughout the state, because it's easier to apply the work that they're doing every day in the local health departments by listening to what their peers are working on. For example, we often organize panel presentations and have representatives from local health agencies present on several preparedness issues, such as flooding in the state of Illinois. And to have that panel put together, the audience is able to better relate to how they have responded and can replicate those best practices. And it's proved to be successful to have somebody that has been doing the work that they can relate to. We've also have state and national perspectives, so we can get an idea of how all public health agencies work together in collaboration with one another to see how this is done most effectively as well. We work very hard on trying to align the perspectives of the entire state and work with all of our state agencies in the practice organizations as well as the academic organizations to make sure we're not replicating any efforts that are already being done across the state. We don't want to overlap what's already been done. We want the trainings to either follow up to what some of the national or local organizations have already done so we can continue and make more of an impact on the training that we're doing. We work with our Illinois Rural Health Association, the State Department of Public Health, the Public Health Institute, and the Public Health Association in order to avoid any sort of overlap. And this relationship has actually proved to be more effective in our rural areas than across the entire state. And we're working with our state partners to create an Office of Rural Health and to have the Mid-America Public Health Training Center house all rural health training within the UIC School of Public Health Mid-America Center for Public Health Practice. And lastly, our online survey has been our most recent effective way of identifying priority training areas. We did this survey through the center, sent it out via email to identify the current skill sets and training priorities of public health professionals serving rural interests. We have done this and tried to make it where it's not a burdensome evaluation or survey for people to take because everyone is doing assessments. Everyone is trying to figure out what is needed and at what level. So we tried to make it where it's no more than 10 to 15 minutes. And we wanted to make sure that it's not something that we're trying to get too much information from them. But we think that some of the successful results have come in because it's actually asking what is it that you need? What is it that the trainings you'd like for us to offer? And working together with our partners and the planning committee, that's how we're trying to best serve the rural communities, is in offering the training that they're bringing to us. The training centers work to facilitate the trainings and bring together the presenters and get ideas from the planning committee, but the training center is the one that rolls out the training each year. The next few slides that I'm going to go over are only preliminary results of our online survey. We just sent out the first iteration of this survey in August to our Rural Public Health Institute participants that we had in the northern part of the state. And after receiving a good response, we decided that we're going to send it out to the rest of the state serving rural interests so we can use that in planning our upcoming conference. So it is a small subset of Illinois, but I just wanted everybody to get an idea of some of the results that we have received so far. So this slide shows the training priorities that were asked, and I know it's a little small, but I will read what's on there. The scores range from 1 to 3, 1 being on the highest level, and our highest priority areas were in leadership, management, preparedness, Affordable Care Act, and the partnership between primary care and public health, as well as chronic disease prevention. Through these preliminary results, we have seen that a lot of these training sessions we are already offering through our center, but we'll continue to offer some of these sessions either at a different level, present on something that's more current on these topics, and make sure to incorporate these within the objectives of our sessions that we offer. This next slide is on skill development. Our next question within the survey focused in on the skills that were needed, and this helps us in determining what we should offer and the objectives we should provide in each one of the sessions. The highest priority, 1 being the highest again and 3 being the lowest, was on communication, management skills, evaluation, collaboration, and assessment. And after reviewing these results for our center, we got to see that we're already offering some of these skill sets through different programs that we're offering or through other sessions that we're already creating. And it was nice for us to see as we're in the planning process for our March conference for the Rural Public Health Institute that we're providing the training priorities that were on the last slide as well as a lot of these skills that are being provided that came out as high priority areas within our survey. This next slide shows experience in public health. We ask this question because it's important for us to know at what level should we gauge the training. If it's somebody that's been working in public health for 15 plus years, they most likely have attended some of our training sessions. We don't want to repeat the efforts that we have already done, but we need to deliver a training that comes at the next level that they need because they're at a different level in their career. So across the tracks that we've developed for the trainings, we have sessions that could be specific to somebody that's just beginning their public health career, that's only been in for maybe 1 to 3 years at a local health agency or at a state health department. And there's also sessions that would be relevant to somebody that's a little bit more the seasoned public health worker. And we could divide that out in giving that in the description so people don't show up to the conference, sit in a session, and decide this just was not relevant to what I need, and you know, it's a repeat of information that they already know. So we felt it was important to ask questions on the years that they've been working in public health and to give us a little background on their experience. This next slide shows institution type. This helps us in planning for what kind of information do we need to provide? This helps us in working with our presenters to shape their sessions so they're providing the information that is needed in that session. The majority of our participants are from local health departments, and a lot of the smaller health departments that do attend our trainings come from a very small organization with maybe 3 to 4 employees in their health department. So this is good for us to know because we can offer online training or other avenues if they cannot travel to the trainings that we do have. And this brings us to our conference that we are planning and using this evaluation data. The 10th annual UIC Rural Public Health Institute is coming up in March of 2014, and we're working with our planning committee to identify the key trainings that are needed. Through this conference, we started out 10 years ago offering only 7 sessions at the conference and have grown to be offering 30 sessions over a 3-day period. The conference has pre-conference sessions that happen on the first day, which are about 3 to 4 hours long, and then we go into the second and third day of the conference with concurrent tracks across the 5 tracks, which include emerging issues, preparedness, skills building, maternal and child health, and policy change. Our policy change track is in collaboration with our state health department with the CDC Community Transformation Grants, and we've been able to offer to the grantees within the state of Illinois some of the key trainings that they need through their action institutes. And now, in order to sustain the work that the Community Transformation Grants have been doing, we have offered these trainings and trying to figure out how can we continue these programs once the funding is gone. Because once the funding is gone, the trainings just can't stop, the programs that were developed can't just end. We have to figure out, and we've been focusing a lot on how do we sustain these policies that have been implemented, how do we sustain the programs that have been developed for things like obesity prevention and a lot of the other issues that we have been dealing with. Within our emerging issues track this year, we are really focusing on Affordable Care Act and how that's really impacting the local health departments. It's been an issue that we feel that we can't even decide the objectives on the session yet because as we go through in planning, things may change by March. We don't know where we'll be at in March of 2014. We also, as a fun part of the conference, include an award ceremony and recognize some of the achievements of the public health workforce in the rural areas. So this is something that when you bring people to a training, they don't want to just come to the training. We have to add a little bit of fun to it and make it where it's a training that they look forward to coming to. We have also been assisting in setting up a statewide public health information work group. There's been several PIO groups that are set up throughout the state, but we're trying to, as with all of our trainings, trying to align the needs throughout the state and have one group serving the needs of the entire state and hopefully have this serve as a best practice for other PIO groups to follow. And also for this year, we're looking for a keynote. that can really look at the theme of reflecting on the past and preparing for the future. And I have this grand idea of having somebody come in to motivate all of our participants to see that, you know, things aren't so grim in public health now. Funding may be cut, things may be going away, but we still have to continue our work. We still have to continue what we've been building on through the public health training centers, as well as all of our other programs over the past several years. So I'm looking for this keynote presenter that I still have not found. So if anybody has any suggestions of how we can, you know, offer that, you know, just a way to keep people motivated and keep them going, I will find them. And I will let you all know how successful that was. So as our theme is showing, we are just really reflecting on the past achievements and preparing for the future of public health. Thank you.